let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The powerful memoir, Through the Rainy Season, by Adam Martinez, is a story about one man's battle through drug addiction. In desperation, he flees to Guyana, South America, and hopes to outrun his addiction. There, in the depths of the Amazon jungle, at a Christian boarding academy, Adam must endure 5 long weeks of withdrawals in hopes of becoming the new man he is supposed to be. It's a story that sheds the light on the true hardships of quitting drugs, going into detailed accounts of the obstacles one must overcome to rid of the addiction. Adam is owner of A&E Printing. He graduated from Western Kentucky University with a degree in behavioral sciences. He currently resides in Kentucky with his wife and 4 children. Living life to the fullest, a major goal in life for Adam, including travel, making memories with his family, taking risk, and trusting God. Through the Rainy Season, Out of the Woods of Addiction by Adam Martinez is our guest on This Week in America. Adam, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. I appreciate you having me on.
It is such a book that's really powerful and moving so many people. The reviews have been excellent, and I'm looking forward to having the chance to talk about this. With all you were through, what was the inspiration that you decided, okay, I'm going to write my story to help others? Why did you decide to write Through the Rainy Season?
I was inspired to write at an early age. At the age of 16, I decided that I would write my first book. And to be honest, Through the Rainy Season wasn't the first book I planned to write. But through life's obstacles, I found myself in this situation where I ended up in the jungle of South America. And so when I returned from that trip and I started to piece my life back together, I was reflecting on the events that took place while I was there. And I thought to myself, this is an interesting story. I think this is something that is exciting enough and powerful enough that would attract readers to this type of subject matter. And so I had a vision of how I wanted to put this on paper. And so already having the inspiration to write and enjoying writing anyway, I started putting this story together.
Why did you think this story was so important? Talk about your motivation in thinking this is a good, people will learn from this story, but I can help people with this story as well. Why was that important for you to write the story?
Yes. I think when I was in my addiction, you know, I think in a lot of people in addiction, we feel very isolated and alone from the world. A lot of times I thought that I was the only person who was in a situation like this. Now, I later found out that a lot of people suffer with different types of addiction, but specifically to this book, drug addiction. And turns out that almost every family or most people have some kind of connection to somebody they care about who suffers from addiction. And so I wanted this story to be heard to inspire other people, whether you're a person who has the addiction or maybe you're a family member who has somebody that you care about or love that has an addiction, to show that there is, even in the worst circumstances or a worse situation like mine was, that there is hope, that people can recover and live a happy, successful life.
Our guest is Adam Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. His book is Through the Rainy Season. His website is ThroughTheRainySeason.com. You'll find the book at Amazon.com, publisher as well, Stratton-Press.com. And we've got all this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. The book, Adam, Through the Rainy Season, is really different than many of the books out there that deal with drug addiction. And there are many books out there that deal with drug addiction, but you've gone about it in a different way. And probably a lot of that is your ability, your skill as a writer. Talk about that, because this isn't the same old story told again. This is from a unique perspective. Talk about the importance of presenting it the way that you have.
Yeah, so a lot of the things that I had to endure, well, first let me say, I thought this story was unique because a lot of people have to, in their road to recovery, road to success, the first step is getting off the drug and what you're addicted to.
Yes.
And that's a difficult process in itself. And a lot of people do that. I'm not unique in that I did that. But I think that what makes Through the Rainy Season a unique story is that where I was, the location, the environment. So I found that I had fled, you know, to the jungle because my thinking process was, okay, if I can get away from the town in which I was living, get away from my people that I was associating myself with, then I might have a chance to be successful. And so I isolate myself in this jungle environment. And then on top of that, I'm at a Christian boarding academy. So I'm just like this complete outcast. And so that those details in itself allow me to really paint a nice picture of, you know, my environment. The setting is really descriptive. But really, I go into a lot of detail about the emotional and physical state of mind that I had to suffer through. And I take it hour by hour, and I want to show readers just how difficult it is, you know, for somebody who has become 100% addicted to a substance, how difficult those hours and minutes can be. And so I just, my whole story is I'm just painting this picture about my mental challenges, my physical challenges, and the environment. And I just paint this picture about how hard it is for an addict to overcome, you know, the first steps of recovery.
Yes. You do such vivid descriptions. It's almost like Adam is talking with you and going through on a friendship basis, telling you sort of the inside of what it's like and what he went through. The book is Through the Rainy Season, Out of the Woods of Addiction. Some people would say, okay, what was the jungle like? Why did you go to the jungle? Why did you think you had to go into that atmosphere, that environment that you went through to try to break the addiction? What was the jungle like, and did that work in your favor, or did that present more obstacles in your way?
That's a great question. The jungle wasn't a random choice. I had actually, and the book tells this part of the story, I had been to this location before as a missionary earlier in my life. And so I knew that this place existed that was isolated from the rest of the world. And so the reason I thought that this was going to be a spot that I would have success is because, okay, just take, for example, in, you know, the Western world, you know, people who are seeking, you know, aid to recover from drug addiction might check into a treatment center or a detox center. But in those environments, one still has access to, you know, you might have the freedom to walk out the door and go down the street and find more drugs, or you're just, everything's readily available. So when I went to the jungle, what I did was get on a boat and travel 70 miles, you know, deep into the Amazon. Once I stepped off the boat, I was basically in a agricultural prison. There was nowhere to go.
Yes.
And so I thought that, you know, by doing that, isolating myself, that I would give myself the best chance for success, because there's nowhere to go except for just to endure the pain of what I was going through.
Talk a little bit about your writing process as you put this together. You mentioned you've always wanted to be a writer. This wasn't the first book that you were thinking about writing, but you've done such a remarkable job with this on several levels. What's the writing process like for you when you were writing this book? Did you work from an outline? How did you get the project started?
So I had a vision the story that I want to tell, and I wanted to put it in chronological order because I felt like those were events were necessary. But so my process, now I don't use necessarily a standard outline. You know, I just sat down and begin to write. But my process might be a little bit different. I wake up very early in the morning, and that's the time that I find that my head's the most clear. And so in putting this book together, you know, I'd be up at 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning and begin to write, because, you know, I still had the rest of my life to live. I was a college student, a single dad. So I still had other things that were happening in my life at the time. So I was a very, very early morning writer. And that's how, and that's still my writing process today.
Adam Martinez, our guest on the program, his book is Through the Rainy Season, Out of the Fields of Addiction, book available wherever books are sold. Adam's website, ThroughTheRainySeason.com. You'll find it at Amazon, Stratton-Press.com, all the usual places. The link's on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. So how long did it take you to write Through the Rainy Season?
It took me just over a year to complete the whole story. And I just remember around the 11th month mark, you know, I was nearing the end, but I'd been doing the same process day in and day out. And like I said, I had other things in my life that were demanding my attention, but I knew I had to finish this. And so, yeah, it took me about 13 months to write the book.
What was the process like on an emotional level for you to go back and to go through all of this period? Was that difficult at any time as you were going back? And you set the whole story out there, and you're very honest in doing that. Was that difficult?
It was extremely difficult to, when I put the words on paper and then I'd come back and reread a chapter or two chapters and hear it like it was somebody else telling the story, it would make me really sad. Because there was a lot of pain and emotion in the words in that story, and I was in a very dark place. And so when I'd go back and read it and think, you know, that was me, it was very hard to read. And many times when I would share chapters or passages with people that cared about me, I'd find that I just couldn't hold back the tears, because reflecting on how difficult it was, you know, it was hard to read.
What kind of response are you getting from family, friends, and people who don't even know you that have picked up a copy of Through the Rainy Season at Amazon or some of the bookstores and are writing such excellent reviews? What kind of response are you getting?
I've been getting a really positive response from those who have responded, who've reached out, you know, and talked to me about the writing and about the book. And I wasn't sure how people would respond, because you know, a lot of people may not have known me or ever seen me in that light. And so to share something that was so personal and, you know, in a lot of ways looked down upon, you know, in society, I got a really positive feedback from people and just encouraging words, you know, really happy to see that, you know, now some years later, how good my life is and all the things that I'm doing.
What were the goals that you had at the beginning when you started writing Through the Rainy Season? And you mentioned not just for people maybe that are battling addiction, but friends and family members of people who are battling addiction, to give us some insight into what you and others are going through. What goal did you have in mind as you were writing Through the Rainy Season?
Well, the first goal that entered my mind when I decided that I wanted to put this and make this into a book or write this into a story wasn't really that this story would be something that would necessarily help people. My goal was to write a book. But then once I achieved that goal and I started, you know, and I held the manuscript, I thought to myself, and I shared it with a few friends and family members, and, you know, it was received well. I thought, well, here's a story that maybe could help people. And so my next goal was, you know, can I get this book published? And so the goals for the story have actually changed along the way. And now the goal for Through the Rainy Season is that, you know, somebody will read it, either someone who suffers from addiction or even somebody who knows somebody who suffers from addiction. It doesn't necessarily have to be an addict, just to show that, you know, here's a story of somebody who was in a really bad spot in their life, and they, you know, their life has improved. They recovered from the drug addiction. So the goal for Through the Rainy Season is that it can reach people. It can shed hope on people's life who find themselves in a hopeless place.
Adam Martinez, our guest on the program, Martinez. If you're Googling his book, Through the Rainy Season, Out of the Fields of Addiction, you'll find it wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Were there any major roadblocks to achieving your goal?
Yes, I think with anything good, there's always major hurdles.
Yes.
I think my biggest hurdle at the time was time. you know, I didn't have a lot of time to commit to the things that I wanted to do. And I still find that to be, you know, I want this book to reach people and I want people to read it and be inspired by it. And I just haven't had a lot of time to spend with the marketing, you know, book signings and things that I want to be doing. I haven't been able to find that time. So the major hurdles is finding the time to promote and market the book.
I'll ask that same question about what you went through in getting rid of the addiction. What were some of the roadblocks to achieve that goal? Obviously, this was not easy to do, and you found the environment you thought would work best for you. What are some of the roadblocks, the obstacles that you went through to rid yourself of the addiction?
Wow, powerful question. Prior to going to the jungle, I had tried several different things to be free from addiction, and including, you know, going to treatment centers, detox centers, try to get support of my family to hold me accountable. And those things they just didn't have the power to do what they need me to do. And for anybody who hasn't read the story, I won't ruin the ending of the book. But even the jungle scenario, you know, proved challenging because the 5 weeks that I spent there wasn't necessarily everything, didn't give me all the tools that I needed to be completely freed of addiction and recovered. So even after coming back from the jungle, I still had obstacles that I had to face because when I was in the jungle, you know, there was no opportunity to buy drugs or use drugs. But when I got home, you know, the story was completely different. And I had to, you know, find new ways of living, new friends, and new paths. So all those things were just serious roadblocks for me. And if you read the story, you'll find out how it ended.
And the book is Through the Rainy Season, Out of the Fields of Addiction. Adam Martinez is the author and our guest on the program. Is there a point when you feel like I've beaten this, where you feel like, okay, it's a thing in my past, or is it a process to go through before maybe you have to see a number of different temptations and overcome those before you really feel that you've crossed that line? How does that work? Is there a point in time when you feel I've done it, or are you always on your guard?
I think both. I think if I'm being honest, I do fall into the temptation of placing myself at that spot where I think that I'm past all that. I mean, it's, you know, I think the book reads 14 years sober, or maybe 13, you know, now I'm moving into my 15th year, you know, by the grace of God. And so I do fall into the temptation of thinking, you know, that was just something that was then. But at the same time, you know, I have to remind myself that, you know, my personality, you know, honestly, I have the temptation, I have this addictive personality. And so if I was ever presented with an opportunity, or I found myself doing things that, you know, would put me around people who are using drugs, I believe that I could easily fall back into, you know, a life of addiction, because,
yes.
One, I think that's just very possible. And two, I've seen people who felt they were safe, you know, who might have been clean or sober for 10 or 15 years and then fall into that trap and end up in ruins.
Interesting answer, and a very honest answer. I appreciate that, because it helps us understand more if we're battling an addiction of some kind and wanting to see if we're making progress, if we know of somebody who's in that. I've got a couple minutes left. I want to go back to, in the introduction, talking about the shedding light on the true hardships of quitting drugs. Talk about the hardships, and do we fully understand, those who are not directly involved, do we fully understand? It's pretty easy to address somebody who has a problem to go get help. That's easy to say, probably not that easy to actually do. Do we fully understand the hardships of what you go through, others who are addicted go through, to try to rid themselves of the addiction?
I don't think that somebody who doesn't suffer from addiction or hasn't had any you know, interaction with addiction can fully understand how difficult it is.
Yes.
And that my book tries to point people to that. And that's why I go into deep detail and description. One is, you know, for myself, I was addicted to opiates, which include, you know, hydrocodones, Oxycontin, you know, things that are pharmacies are prescribing to people you can get, you know, legally. And now it's fentanyl and heroin. You know, these things are highly addictive. They change the chemistry of your body. And so after, you know, being on these chemicals for 1, 2, or 3 years, you know, the chemistry of one's body is completely changed. And so to think that I can just stop doing this and I'll be okay, you know, that's the mistake people make, is thinking, well, I can just stop doing this. And they learn that they can't, because I've seen people who had no addictive personality or no tendencies towards addiction, you know, start taking these drugs and they find themselves addicted. It happened to my best friend. So I don't think that people can fully understand, you know, how it changes the chemical makeup of your body. And then just people who have natural tendencies towards addiction anyway, just equally as hard.
Interesting. The changes in the body, something that most people probably don't think about. It's not like hitting a switch and going back to the old body. There's a process there. And this book is so well written. Through the Rainy Season, Adam Martinez, our guest on the program. Trusting God was important to you, is important to you. Talk about that, the role of faith in getting you through all of this and keeping you where you are today.
At the time of the darkest place of my addiction, you know, God was not a topic of my conversation. I pretty well lost hope, even being raised in a Christian home and doing mission work and all these things. I had pushed those ideals, you know, so far out. I just did not think, you know, I wasn't thinking much about God. But I tell you, in the deepest and the darkest place of my life, and I think others can identify with this, whether it be addiction or, you know, cancer or another type of crisis, you know, many people find themselves praying.
Yes.
And that's what happened to me. I found myself praying. And once I started to build a life in recovery, you know, I learned that God was going to have to be the center point, because that was the only power great enough to reshape my life into the type of life that could, where I could live a happy and fulfilling life and not one that was involved in drugs and addiction. So certainly God is still the reason I'm alive today, the reason I have a successful, happy life, and I'm building, you know, a happy family. You know, I have to give all the credit to God.
Through the Rainy Season, the name of the book, as mentioned in the beginning, not the one you originally thought that was going to be first, and you've done such an excellent job in improving your skills as a writer. Are you working on other projects?
Yes, so I finally got Through the Rainy Season published, and I saw this dream of mine come to life. You know, I think that writing a book is an achievement. I think publishing a book is a great achievement.
Exactly.
And so that gave me the inspiration. Well, I had the inspiration. It gave me the courage to go ahead and start writing another book. And my wife was super supportive. She said, you know, this is something you have to do. It's, you know, this book that I'm writing now has been in my mind. It's been on my heart, you know, for 25 years. And I'm finally to a point in my life where I, you know, have the flexibility and the freedom to sit down and write. Time's still a barrier. But yes, I have been working on my second book.
Fantastic. Any idea when we might be able to talk about that? How soon do you think that will be published?
I hope to have it completed probably early next year and edited enough to send it in by the end of 2023. I would really like to see it on shelves by 2024.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you the best with that. Still writing at 1 o'clock in the morning? You're still slipping out early and getting your writing done in the early morning hours?
Rick, I have four children, so everything I have to do has to be in the early morning hours, or I'll be interrupted by children. So yes, still an early morning rider.
You answered that by saying I have
about 4 hours a night.
You answered that by saying I have four children, and that answered my question. Okay, that's the only time. It's still Adam's time, and that's probably the only time he has during the course of a day. Adam, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the successful job in writing through the rainy season. Best of luck with the upcoming book as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate you taking the time.
It is our pleasure. The book is Through the Rainy Season, Adam Martinez. The book available wherever books are sold, and his website, ThroughTheRainySeason.com. You'll find all the information on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.